Right now, something like 900 million users are asking ChatGPT for recommendations every single week.
Yeah, which is just a staggering volume of traffic when you think about it.
Right. I mean, they're looking for, places to eat, services to hire, stores to visit in their local area. But if you own a local business, there is a very good chance ChatGPT doesn't even know you exist.
Which is exactly the problem we are looking at today.
Exactly. So today we are taking on a highly specific mission for this deep dive. We have our hands on a really comprehensive 2026 local SEO strategy and checklist.
And this was developed by Technegion, engineered specifically for businesses operating in Orange County,
You
right?
got it. We are going to explore how businesses can capitalize on the current search environment today while aggressively preparing for the moment that AI completely takes over a local discovery. Okay, let's unpack this because the data we have right off the bat completely reframes how we should look at digital marketing.
It really
I
does.
mean, why are we zooming in so hyper specifically on local search instead of just general digital marketing?
Well, the raw numbers from the Technegion blueprint basically dictate that focus. I mean, we are looking at a landscape where 70% of all website traffic actually originates from local and organic search.
Wow, 70%.
Yeah, it absolutely dominates every other marketing channel you could invest in. And the value isn't just in the volume of that traffic either.
Right, it's about the intent.
Exactly. It is the psychological intent behind it. When someone is searching locally, they aren't merely, researching a topic or browsing for entertainment. They are in a state of immediate need.
And the source actually confirms that intent with a staggering statistic. It notes that 80% of smartphone local searches result in an offline purchase within 24 hours.
Which is just a phenomenal turnaround.
It really is. I mean, you search for something on your phone, and by the next day, 8 out of 10 people have physically walked into a store or booked a service and handed over money.
Yeah, and that leads perfectly into the conversion rate for local searches overall, which currently sits at 28%.
Which is wild, because in a digital marketing world where people, throw a party for a 2 or 3% conversion rate, 28% is basically the ultimate conversion engine.
It is the most lucrative space on the internet right now for a service provider, which actually brings us to the really fascinating paradox of 2026.
The AI paradox.
Right. We are living in a completely AI-saturated world. Generative AI is reshaping almost every informational query out there. Yet, according to this blueprint, only 7.9% of local searches currently trigger Google AI overviews.
Wait, for really? Just under 8%?
Yeah.
That is a massive discrepancy. I mean, less than 8% for local compared to the almost complete AI takeover we see in general search.
It highlights that local search remains a sort of protected safe haven from the zero-click erosion that is, frankly, destroying general informational websites.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, if you search for the architectural history of the Roman Empire, AI simply compiles the answer and you never click a single link. But if you search for, say, affordable SEO for small business Costa Mesa, you still trigger the local pack.
Right, you get Google Maps.
Exactly. You get a traditional, highly clickable, human-centric environment.
I look at local SEO right now like a walled garden. Yes, the walls of that garden are high today, and you can harvest an incredible amount of revenue in there with that 28% conversion rate.
Absolutely.
But we can't pretend the walls are impenetrable, AI is already actively tunneling underneath them. The source explicitly highlights that ChatGPT alone is processing 350 million local intent searches every single day.
Yeah, the breach is already happening.
It really is.
Furthermore, the platforms themselves are changing the ecosystem within those walls.
Yeah.
We're seeing Google monetize this space much more aggressively while it still exists in its current form.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, mobile local pack ads have surged to 22%. To put the speed of that transition in perspective, that metric was sitting at just 1% at the start of 2025.
Wow.
Yeah, so you have a channel that is incredibly lucrative today, but it's fundamentally changing its mechanics tomorrow.
So the strategy isn't about ignoring the AI threat, but rather using the current landscape to prepare for it.
Precisely.
You use this high conversion Google Maps environment to capture as much revenue as possible today, effectively building a war chest. And then you use that capital to fund the complex technical infrastructure you are going to need when AI fully reshapes how consumers discover local businesses.
That is the absolute core philosophy of the Technegion approach. But before we get into the really advanced algorithmic preparations, the blueprint makes it incredibly clear that you have to get the absolute basics mathematically perfect.
Right, no room for error.
None. You probably already know the golden rule of maintaining a Google business profile. But in 2026, the AI penalty for getting this wrong has escalated dramatically. There is just no longer any margin for unforced errors.
Because if you haven't claimed your profile, you essentially don't exist in the foundational database of the local internet.
Exactly. You have zero control.
And it goes far beyond just claiming it. The checklist is incredibly strict regarding exact, real-world branding.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot add keywords into your business name to try and trick the system anymore.
No, the algorithms are way too smart for that now.
And you have to select the most accurate primary category, because that single choice dictates the entire search universe you appear in, and then you carefully layer on relevant secondary categories.
Yeah, and we also have to prioritize the visual data. The metrics clearly show that businesses with robust photo galleries receive significantly more clicks, calls, and direction requests.
The visuals are huge.
They are. The baseline recommendation here is 15 to 30 high-quality photos right out of the gate showing the exterior, the interior, the team, and completed work. But the truly crucial part is the ongoing maintenance.
Right. You can't just set it and forget it.
Exactly. You need to upload 2 to 5 fresh photos every single week.
Which basically acts as algorithmic proof of life. A dormant profile tells the search engine that the business might have closed down. But regular photo uploads prove you still have a pulse.
That's a great way to put it.
But speaking of strictness, we need to dive into NAP consistency. That's a name, address, and phone number. I know anyone who has dabbled in SEO knows the term, but the blueprint emphasizes that the margin for error here is now literally zero.
NAP consistency is where a shocking number of businesses inadvertently destroy their own visibility. I mean, it drives me crazy. Your name, address, and phone number must be 100% identical across your Google business profile, your website, Bing Places, Yelp, Apple Maps, Facebook, and every other directory.
100%.
Yes. We are talking about matching punctuation and abbreviations perfectly.
Let's look at the mechanics of why that matters. Think about giving a friend your address for their GPS. If you get one single digit wrong, they end up in a totally different zip code.
Right, and they're calling you lost.
Exactly. And search engines operate like highly literal paranoid GPS systems. Mm. If your business is listed on Main Street, spelled out on your website, but Main Saint with a period on your Google profile, and you use Suite 100 in one directory, but Seat 100 in another.
Oh, it's a disaster.
To a human reading it, the connection is obvious. But to a database, those are conflicting text strings.
And that conflicting data actively lowers the search engine's confidence score. If the algorithm isn't mathematically certain about where you are located, it just refuses to take the risk of sending a user to the wrong place.
It just rocks you entirely.
It will simply filter you out and show a competitor whose data is pristine. It is a foundational trust signal. And the other massive trust signal driving the modern algorithms is, of course, your review profile.
Ah, yes, reviews.
You need a systematic process to generate reviews, but also a systematic process for handling them. You must respond to every single one, thanking positive reviewers by their actual name and addressing negative ones professionally.
Because that response isn't really for the person who wrote the review, is it? It's for the hundreds of future potential customers who are evaluating how you handle customer service.
Exactly. But what's fascinating here is the role of review diversity in the age of generative AI. Well, for years, businesses focused exclusively on stockpiling Google reviews, just pouring everything into Google. But the Technigian strategy points out that businesses with robust, active profiles on platforms like Yelp, Trustpilot, and specific industry directories have a 3 times higher chance of being cited by ChatGPT and other AI search platforms.
Wait, really? A 3x higher citation rate simply for diversifying where your reputation lives?
Yep.
That actually makes sense, though. I mean, an AI model is scraping the entire web. If it only sees positive sentiment in one isolated location like Google, it might weigh it less than if it sees corroborating positive sentiment across 4 different independent platforms. It's aggregating trust.
Precisely. It cross-references those platforms to validate your authority. So establishing that human-facing profile, the pristine address, the fresh photos, the diverse reviews is step one.
Okay, so what's step two?
Well, we have to transition to how a business technically communicates all of that value to the autonomous agents crawling the web. We are moving from human language to machine language, which means we have to talk about local schema markup.
Specifically, JSON-LD structured data. I always try to explain this by saying, instead of just putting text on a page and hoping the crawler figures it out, think of schema like giving the AI a perfectly organized spreadsheet instead of a messy, poorly formatted PDF document.
That is the exact mechanism at play. Without schema, an AI parser hits your website, sees a block of text, and has to use natural language processing to guess what it means.
Which takes computing power.
Exactly. But with Local Business Schema, you wrap your data in explicit code tags. You are directly telling the machine, hey, this specific string of numbers is our exact latitude and longitude. This array represents our operating hours. This is our customer service phone number.
So you completely remove all the cognitive load or computing load for the AI.
You make it easy for them.
The blueprint mandates several specific types, right? Local Business Schema establishes your identity. Service Schema details exactly what you offer and your geographic service area. And then FAQ Schema helps you capture those people. Also, Ask Sections by formatting your questions and answers perfectly. And Review or Aggregate Rating Schema is what actually generates those little gold star icons directly beneath your search result link, which we know massively boosts click-through rates.
Absolutely. Because if the AI understands your data structure perfectly, it is inherently more confident in recommending you to a user.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. We spend so much time talking about Google's algorithms, but the Technician source reveals that to optimize for ChatGPT, you actually have to prioritize a platform that many businesses completely ignore, Bing Places.
Oh, it is the largest blind spot in local marketing today, hands down.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because of the partnership between OpenAI and Microsoft, ChatGPT actively utilizes Bing's index and local API to pull live geographic data. If your Bing Places profile is unclaimed, outdated, or inconsistent with your other NAP data, you are practically invisible to those 900 million weekly ChatGPT users we mentioned earlier.
That's incredible. You literally cannot optimize for the AI revolution without optimizing for the data pipelines those AIs rely on.
You have to feed the source.
And the same logic applies to Apple Maps, right? You have to claim your profile through Apple Business Connect because that is the foundational data powering Siri's voice search. And if you are a retail store or a restaurant relying on drive-by visibility, claiming your business on Waze is a non-negotiable step. You have to be present at the source of the data pool.
Completely agree. And we cannot discuss technical data delivery without addressing core web vitals and mobile performance.
Oh, the speed metric.
Yes. Over 60% of local searches happen on mobile devices. The blueprint outlines very strict thresholds here. We are talking LCP under 2.5 seconds, FID or INP under 200 milliseconds, and CLS under 0.1.
Okay, let's translate those acronyms into the actual user experience because they represent distinct points of friction for the person holding the phone. LCP is largest contentful paint. That is purely visual speed, like how fast does the hero image or the main block of text appear on the screen? If that takes longer than 2.5 seconds, the user is already losing patience.
For sure. And INP, or Interaction to Next Paint, measures responsiveness. Imagine a user finds your site and taps the book appointment button. If the site's JavaScript is bloated, the button might not react instantly. The phone freezes for half a second, making the frustrated user tap it three more times. That delay must remain under 200 milliseconds to feel instantaneous.
And then there is CLS, cumulative layout shift, which measures visual stability. We've all experienced this nightmare. You're trying to tap a phone number, but right as your finger comes down and image finally loads, the entire page jumps down 2 inches and you accidentally click a massive banner ad instead.
The absolute worst.
Google demands that scores stay under 0.1, meaning the page essentially cannot shift at all once it begins loading.
And the search engines track all of those frustration metrics relentlessly.
Mm-hmm.
The underlying math of page speed is just brutal. Every single second of delay in loading time reduces your conversion rate by approximately 7%.
A 7% penalty for every single tick of the clock. Think about a consumer standing in a parking lot in Costa Mesa. They search for an emergency plumber or a local repair shop. If they click your link and the page just sits there on a white screen for 3 seconds, what is their immediate reflex?
They're gone.
They hit the back button and go to the very next result.
And the critical part of that interaction is that the search engine registers that back button reflex. It interprets that bounce as a direct signal that your website was a poor recommendation for that search query, and your rankings will plummet accordingly.
So we have established the foundational databases. We've structured the code with JSON-LD schema. We've optimized the delivery system so the page loads instantly and passes core web vitals. But when that page finally arrives on the screen, what is the user, or more accurately, the AI actually reading?
Right, the actual content.
The Technician strategy introduces a pivot from traditional SEO to AEO answer engine optimization.
Yes. If we connect this to the bigger picture, AEO is a fundamental shift in content philosophy. Traditional SEO was largely about frequency, you know, stuffing target keywords like plumber Costa Mesa onto a page as many times as possible without sounding like a robot.
The old way.
Right. AEO completely abandons that. It's entirely about creating conversational content structured to mirror the exact way a human asks a conversational AI a question.
And the source illustrates this beautifully. Instead of a generic service page titled HVAC Repair Services Orange County, an AEO optimized page utilizes question formatted headings. You use an H2 tag that asks, what is the most reliable HVAC repair service near Costa Mesa?
Yes, framing it as a question.
And the crucial mechanic here is what follows. You must provide a direct, highly concise answer of 40 to 60 words immediately below that heading.
And that 40 to 60 word constraint is not arbitrary at all. It aligns perfectly with the context window and parsing preferences of large language models.
It's optimized for the machine.
Exactly. You are formatting your expertise into perfectly bite-sized chunks that the AI can easily ingest, verify, and output as a direct citation in its own chat interface.
You're feeding the machine exactly what it wants to eat. Furthermore, the blueprint stresses that anonymous, faceless content is completely dead in 2026.
Right.
Generative AI systems are trained to seek out authority, which means they prioritize content with clear, named authorship from verified experts.
It needs a real human backing it up.
Right. But applying all of this to the specific geographic strategy for Orange County is where the workload really scales up. They advise creating completely unique, dedicated location pages for every distinct area you serve. Costa Mesa, 92626, Anaheim, 92806, Long Beach, 90802, Tustin, 92782.
Because those hyperlocal service pages are the actual engines of geographic relevance.
Now, if I put myself in the shoes of a business owner or a developer looking at this checklist, building dozens of location pages sounds like a massive logistical headache. I imagine the temptation is to build one highly optimized, perfectly structured template page and then just use a script to swap out the word Costa Mesa for Anaheim, update the zip code, and hit publish 50 times.
Oh, that is a very common shortcut. And let me tell you, in 2026, it is an absolute recipe for organic failure.
Good to know.
Yeah, the source strongly refutes that approach. Modern search engines and AI models are incredibly adept at detecting templated duplicate content. If the core text is identical and only the city names change, the algorithm immediately categorizes it as low-effort, mass-produced content and will actively suppress its ranking.
So to create genuine uniqueness, you have to write to the specific realities of that geographic area. For example, if I run a roofing company, my Long Beach page shouldn't just be about general roofing. It should address how the corrosive salt air of coastal properties affects shingle lifespan.
Exactly.
While my Tustin page needs to focus on thermal expansion from the intense inland heat, I have to reference specific local landmarks, distinct building codes, or neighborhood-specific concerns.
Yes, you are demonstrating undeniable local expertise. It has to read as though the author physically lives and works in that specific community. And you reinforce that localized on-page content with off-page signals, specifically local backlinks.
Right, because a link from a massive generic national blog doesn't really prove you matter in Anaheim. You need to map your business into the local knowledge graph. You join the Costa Mesa Chamber of Commerce to get a link from their directory. You sponsor a youth soccer team in Anaheim and get a link from the league's website.
Those are the gold standards.
Those hyper-local community connections are cryptographic proof to the algorithm that you are an embedded part of that specific city's fabric.
It weaves a web of local authority that an out-of-state lead generation company simply cannot fake. It creates a massive barrier to entry for your competitors.
So let's take a breath and look at the scope of what we've unpacked here. We are talking about strict, punctuation-perfect NAP audits across dozens of directories, managing 15 to 30 photos with weekly updates, generating systematic reviews across multiple platforms to boost AI citations.
It's a lot.
Engineering complex JSON LD schema, shaving milliseconds off core web vitals to prevent 7% conversion drops, claiming Bing places and Apple maps, and researching and writing highly unique 40 to 60 word ADO responses for dozens of distinct Orange County zip codes. So what does this all mean for the business owner?
Well, it means that local SEO in 2026 has crossed a threshold of complexity. It is no longer a DIY weekend project that a business owner can manage in their spare time.
You can't just buy a domain, throw up a WordPress template, and wait for the phone to ring. Competing in this environment requires ongoing, specialized technical infrastructure, which naturally leads anyone listening to the practical questions: how long does this blueprint take to execute, and what does it actually cost?
The timeline outlined in the Technegian strategy sets realistic expectations based on how different algorithms process data. For measurable improvements in organic search rankings, like climbing up the traditional 10 blue links, you need to plan for a 3 to 6 month horizon.
Okay.
It just takes time for search engines to crawl your new AEO content, index your schema, and register your improved web vitals.
However, the local database operates on a slightly different cadence, right? The source notes that for the Google Business Profile and the local pack itself, a business can see tangible performance shifts in just 4 to 8 weeks once the profile is mathematically perfect and the review velocity increases. But building and maintaining this level of infrastructure requires capital.
It does. According to their pricing model, Technegian services for small to medium businesses in Orange County and the broader Southern California region range from $1,500 to $5,000 per month. That variance depends entirely on the competitiveness of your specific industry and the volume of physical locations or service areas you are targeting.
And for that monthly investment, they basically act as the complete technical arm for the business, handling the entire 12-point checklist. They deploy the technical SEO foundation, engineer the schema markup, manage the constant Google Business Profile updates, and write the custom hyperlocal AEO location pages.
They do it all.
They also monitor where your business is being cited by AI platforms like ChatGPT and Perplexity. And crucially, they promise transparent reporting without the typical marketing jargon or vanity metrics, and they do it without locking businesses into long-term contracts.
When a business evaluates that $1,500 to $5,000 monthly cost, it really has to be weighed directly against the metrics we discussed at the very beginning of this deep dive. You are making an infrastructure investment to dominate a channel that boasts a 28% conversion rate,
which is massive.
The lifetime value of capturing hyper-motivated, local intent traffic before your competitors easily justifies the war chest required to maintain it.
It's not just marketing. It is a vital operational investment in your business's survival. So bringing this all together for you listening, succeeding in local search right now means fighting a two-front war. On the first front, you have to aggressively defend your Google Maps and local pack presence today, ensuring your profile is flawless, your NAP is pristine, and your visual data is fresh. But simultaneously, on the second front, you have to build that conversational schema-rich AEO infrastructure so that you are the clear algorithmic favorite when ChatGPT answers a local query tomorrow.
It is a critical window of transition right now. If there is one piece of final actionable advice to take away from this strategy, the most urgent action you can take today, the minute you finish listening, is to verify your Google Business Profile is completely optimized and then immediately go claim your Bing Places listing.
Yes.
The vast majority of local businesses are ignoring Bing, yet it is your direct gateway to 900 million weekly ChatGPT users.
It is the definition of low-hanging fruit with massive upside potential. Before we wrap up, I want to leave you with one final thought to ponder as this technology evolves. We spent time discussing how conversational AI is designed to give users direct 40 to 60 word answers to their specific questions. Right now, in the traditional search environment, we still have the top three local pack.
Right, the top three.
It gives the user a few options to choose from. But if AI search refines to the point where it stops offering a list of options entirely and it only ever spits out one single definitive local business recommendation, what will your business have to do to ensure it is that singular chosen one when second place becomes completely invisible?
Wow, that is the ultimate existential question for the future of local commerce.
Something to think deeply about as you tend to your own walled garden in the middle of this AI transition. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.